Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Top Stories. It's producer Chris. Now, here at Top Stories HQ, we like to take you back in time to the Bugle's past. But for this issue, we're messing with the space-time continuum. It's Bugle issue 84, Will China Rule the World in the Future?
Top story this week, and...
Welcome to the future.
Well, Andy, we're approaching the summer months now. Well, actually, we're probably in them already, and... This is the time where politicians like to celebrate the things they have in some cases tried and in most cases failed to achieve, and then take some time off to spend with their families and or mistresses. And it seemed also like a good time to look at where we may be, Andy, in 50 years' time as a world and as a species. And 50 years ago, we were pretty sure that by now we'd all be floating in bubble houses, that we'd have personal robot butlers, a squeezable cheese, and an affordable functioning rocket boot. And we've only got one of those, Andy. And it's the one we wanted the least. Cheese in a tube should never have been on the list. That was too achievable a goal.
It's almost 25 years to the day since the LA Olympics launched with that man with a rocket pack on his back.
Yeah.
Like, that was the future. What's happened to that future?
And we have one more. Michael Jackson took off with a rocket pack as well.
Did he?
And he thought, here it comes. Well, Jacko is the bellwether for the world.
What do you think the world's going to be like, John, 50 years from now?
Do you know, probably pretty similar, but we'll have had three more Transformers movies.
Will you have been in any of them?
I'll probably have been in the last and worst one.
Your film's been on TV all week here, John, on the satellite channel.
Yeah. Really? Have you watched it yet?
Well, if I watched 5 minutes with my wife.
You
we picked up
it?
In the middle. But I've got it recorded, so I thought I'd save it for a...
Was I in any of those 5 minutes?
No, you weren't, John.
Oh, which, it must have felt like Russian roulette.
Yeah, it did a bit. I felt like I could have done with a game of Russian roulette after those 5 minutes. Yeah, it wasn't The Godfather, exactly. Yeah, I'll put it that way.
I mean, would you say it was The worst 5 minutes of cinema you've ever seen? Look, I mean, John, that you experienced last year?
I don't really believe in categorising these things so specifically. It's a tough call to make, the actual worst. You know?
If you had to compare that movie to a piece of violence to your human body, what would that piece of violence be?
Well, it would probably be a Chinese burn followed by a punch in the throat. That could be worse.
Two stars. Of course, one thing is for pretty sure, Andy, and that's in 50 years, the US is unlikely to be the biggest financial superpower in the world. That title will be firmly in the hands of the Chinese. And China and the US met for 2 days of high-level talks this week. Somewhere on the agenda must have been the idea of, at some point, having an official buck-passing ceremony where China officially becomes the most powerful country in the world and America can shake their hands, smile at them, and then say to the rest of the world, right, everything's their fault now, and then they can come and join the rest of us, pointing their finger and complaining about stuff. They'll soon see just how much fun it is blaming the top dog.
As part of these talks, John, China and America agreed a memorandum of understanding, which are words that do set slight alarm bells ringing. It's got a slight hint of the old, I have in my hand a piece of paper. These talks were much broader than the previous talks between the Bush regime and China, which were fixed only on the economy. Bush only really talked to China about the economy. Actually, it might be the other way around. It might only have been that China could only be asked to talk to Bush about the economy, just to try and minimise the length those talks could possibly be. But Obama and Hu Jintao, they discussed everything, John, literally everything, from the environment, the economy, trade, strategic relations, baseball, which is the best series of 24, and who's the better actor, Cary Grant or Jimmy Stewart. So it's good to see a much more kind of inclusive relationship.
Nice conversational tone. Yep. The talks were called the Strategic and Economic Dialogue, and after his talks, Timothy Geithner told reporters the United States and China are among the biggest beneficiaries of the global trading system and share a common interest in ensuring that global trade and investment remains open and rules-based. And yeah, while that's true, it is China who are calling the shots now, Andy. China holds huge amounts of US debt, more than $800 billion of US Treasury securities alone. So Timothy Geithner can claim all he likes that it's a mutual decision, but if China had told him to do the press conference with his underpants on his head, his only question would have been, which way round? He was speaking after meeting Chinese Vice Premier Wang in Washington. I'm just going to mention, Andy, that I'm in no way emotionally mature enough to handle the fact that the Chinese Vice Premier is called Wang.
I thought he was the Vice Foreign Minister, John.
Is it? No, Vice Premier.
Oh, right, OK.
Yeah,
maybe. I mean, either way, the man's called Wang.
That's right. I mean, it's slang for penis. I can't handle it, Andy. Yeah. I can't hear it on the news. I can't see it written down in the newspaper without sniggering. I will simply leave it at that. The man's called Wang, and it's ridiculous.
Do you know if he happened to held any talks with the American Secretary of State for Political Affairs, Willie Burns?
I don't know.
No? And did you know if they thought of inviting the low-profile German politician, Lotta Koch, to join them as well?
How many more of these have
No,
you got?
Just those. I'm done.
No, that's good. Yeah.
Also looking at the future, John, well, there's going to be one country that's going to be in the future at some point, and that's Afghanistan, along with probably most other countries. But Afghanistan's future could be a tricky one, John, and that's, I say that because they say that to know your future you must first understand your past. And looking at Afghanistan's past, you might conclude that the future is going to be a colossal pile of shit. I mean, looking at the history of zebras, you probably predict that in 50 years' time, they will still be running around trying not to become a tasty piece of carpaccio for a Peckish lion. So it would seem that Afghanistan is not so much heading out of the frying pan into the fire as staying in the frying pan, which is already in the fire and has been for some time. But hopefully not, John. You know, there's American and British officials that have recently called for moderate Taliban to be included in Afghanistan political life once they renounce extremism. I don't know how you qualify to be a moderate Taliban. Maybe you only hate women quite a lot. I don't know. I don't know what the margin is.
I think maybe you only suppress them on work days.
Oh, I see. Right. So they get weekends off.
free weekends for women.
Right. So Hamid Karzai extended an olive branch to those Taliban who are willing to repent and regret in public, apparently. Mm-hmm. But there's a great problem with this, John, and that is when you give the Taliban an olive branch, what they generally do with it is whip women with it.
Yeah.
Just for looking like they might at some point be even slightly harlottish. Whack! Let's have another olive branch. Whack! Can we do this in a football stadium with a crowd and it's more fun? Whack!
Are you thinking about ankles? Whack!
Maybe in 50 years, Afghanistan democracy will have shown the way to the world, John, and there will be moderate to medium strength Taliban in all the world's governments. Weekend dream.
British future news, and, well, British Prime Minister, but not for long, Gordon Brown spoke this week at a conference in Oxford and argued that technology means that foreign policy will never be the same again. He said that the power of technology, such as blogs, meant the world could no longer be run by elites. What is he talking about, Andy? The power of the blog has fundamentally changed foreign policy. Never mind the power of the nuclear bomb, Andy. It's crazy hair dude at blogspot.com who is really holding the world by the wazoo. Gordon Brown has never read a blog in his life. Oh, he certainly shouldn't have done. He said that policies must instead be formed by listening to the opinions of people who are blogging and communicating with people around the world. No! Wrong! Policy should be carefully thought out by committees of qualified experts, not people typing in their underpants whilst eating a bowl of cereal. Also, if you form policy off the back of what bloggers think, you're going to spend your whole time giving the death sentence to bands people don't like.
Here's another piece of technology news that's really hints at what the world will be like in the future, John. A Swedish couple on holiday in Italy were trying to get to Capri, the beautiful island in the Bay of Naples.
Yeah.
And they typed it into their sat-nav wrong and typed Carpi instead, which is a northern Italian industrial town. 400 miles off course there.
Yeah.
And you would have thought that, you know, if they wanted to go to Capri, they probably knew that it was an island. So maybe the fact that they were in the middle of Italy with no sea to be seen might have raised their Swedish suspicions, but no, apparently not. They went to Carpi. It's still in Italy, so it's probably not too bad. They probably still had a lovely meal out of it. But this is the future, John. Sat-nav, as you well know, makes people unfeasibly stupid. When we rely too much on technology, the human brain basically dies.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm referring to, John. Remember that gig we did together at the Henley Festival a few years ago when you were still on the right side of the Atlantic?
Yeah.
I was driving down from Birmingham, you were driving up from London. Well, you were in a car with the comedian Chris Addison.
That's right, I was not driving.
But you were in the car, John, and in that car also, not only you and Chris and another graduate of a British university, but also a road map. But no, you thought, I'll tell you, let's run with sat-nav. Going from London to Henley, which for those who don't know, it's, 30 miles west of London. You ended up about 90 miles northwest of London, the wrong side of Oxford. Because that's what sat-nav told you to do, John. If sat-nav told you to drive off a cliff, would you do it?
Yes! Because I have faith that it has my best interest at heart.
This is a country that uses road signs as well, John. The clues were there.
Not anymore.
This is the future. We will all be thick as if sat-nav is legalised, which it has been. My grandfather, John, could add up six columns of numbers in his head whilst rewiring a plug, changing the carburetor on a Ford Mercury and reciting the entire Magna Carta. We don't train our brains like that anymore.
Live in the now, Grandpa!
Well, that was pretty good, wasn't it? Hear more of our shows, buy the Dancing Lagarde book, donate to us and get an exclusive Bugle 12-inch vinyl record at thebuglepodcast.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.